This is Morning Edition on WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. Michigan students are back in class today. While they're busy adjusting to their new routine, hundreds of districts across the state are studying last year's report card. It's because the results of the 2018 Michigan Student Test of Educational Progress, or MSTEP, are out. And WKAR education reporter Kevin Lavery is here to tell us how he did. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Emily.
So you focused much of your reporting on literacy skills, or how well kids can read and write. The MSTEP measures reading for 3rd through 8th grade. How were state scores in that area?
Emily, statewide, we did see some improvement, but honestly, the change was minuscule. Only 44.4% of third graders are reading at their grade level, and that's only 0.3% higher than it was in 2017. So virtually no gains here. That's despite the fact that the state has launched this big push in the last couple of years to really improve literacy at the early years. The bottom line, though, is that well over half of Michigan third graders are not reading proficiently at grade level, and that's alarming.
And how are reading scores in mid-Michigan?
Well, I've seen the results for about 7 local school districts. Most of them are either slightly up or slightly down. Not a lot of fluctuation involved there. The real story, though, is in Lansing. The district is still well below the state average of 44% proficiency, but their scores went up more than 5% over last year. So I spoke with Mark Coscarella about this. He is the deputy superintendent of the Lansing schools, and he's taking the long view on this.
You know, research will tell you that any time in an organization when you're trying to make change, it takes a number of years. It takes anywhere from 5 to 7 years to really see substantial changes. We're starting to see the fruit of that labor. The hard part is sometimes, though, understanding you've got kids right in front of you that you want to see those results now. So it's hard to be patient sometimes, but we are seeing the results that we're looking for.
Keep in mind, though, Emily, that the MSTEP has only been around for 4 years since 2015, and so there's not yet a lot of baseline data. Coscarella says, though, in that time, Lansing has been reorganizing its schools to really spotlight its pre-kindergarten through third grade curriculum, and they think it's paying off.
So with these scores, why is this such an issue? Why are so many kids not reading well right now?
Oh, how much time you got? That's a huge question. Really, it comes down to, I think, essentially, we're still in the ripple effects of the recession from 10, 12 years ago. Poverty has been a huge indicator of a child's ability in Michigan to read. You've got working parents, maybe one's been unemployed, maybe there's been some struggle there. And sometimes the time required to devoting to help their kids read has kind of taken a back seat to just sort of life survival. That's one big definition for all this, I suppose. Also, the fact that the MSTEP is a new test, it's been around 4 years. The test that preceded it, the MEEP test, was around for about 40 years, and I think the teachers and students were a bit more comfortable with that. I'm not sure that's exactly the right reason, but really a lot of this comes down to economics.
And all of this really matters right now because of a Michigan law that recently passed that focuses on third grade reading. Fill us in again on that law.
Right. So starting in the next school year, third graders who don't score proficiently in English language arts on the spring 2019 test, the MSTEP, will be retained. They will repeat the third grade in 2020. Obviously, no teacher wants that to happen. So I mentioned earlier how the Lansing schools are really focusing on pre-K classes. Many people have heard of programs such as Great Start and Head Start. Mark Coscarella from the Lansing District says they have recently blended those early childhood development courses under one roof.
The advantage of that means that the kids will have the highest standards of each of those programs. For example, the Great Start Readiness Program doesn't have all of the wraparound services that a Head Start program will. Well, those kids now will benefit from that in a lot of different ways. The early childhood special education students didn't attend full day preschool before. They will now. So they're going to be in school twice as long. That's going to help in the long run.
And also, Emily, Lansing purchased a new core reading series this summer that it's using for the first time. Their curriculum is called Journeys. It's actually a K-12 program. That shows that Lansing teachers are really hitting home the importance of strong reading and writing skills all the way through a student's senior year of high school.
So again, to this law, why is this law focused on third grade compared to any other grade?
Well, as a teacher once explained to me, that's the grade when students transition from learning to read to reading to learn. It's expected that they will have mastered at least the basic concepts of reading by the third grade so that they can start applying that learning toward other subjects that require much more reading comprehension, English, social studies, history, even math, really. The heavy lifting starts in the fourth grade.
WKER is Kevin Lavery, covers education. We've been talking about the 2018 M-STEP reading scores in Lansing and across the state. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Emily.